Workplace bragging sparks negative feelings. In the workplace, showcasing your achievements can often stir up negative feelings. Many aim to advance through hard work alone, hoping their efforts will naturally draw attention and recognition. But the truth is, work doesn't always speak for itself. This is where self-promotion steps in. Bragging isn't about flaunting your achievements in an overbearing manner, it's about finding confidence in your abilities and learning to share them effectively. Rather than forcefully injecting boasts or exaggerations into conversations, self-promotion involves recognizing your skills and knowing when and how to share your successes. Take a moment to pause and think about your ability to do the following things. 1. Confident communication. Feel assured in discussing both your work and the work of others. 2. Specificity for clarity. Highlight your achievements with concrete examples and facts. 3. Natural delivery. Convey your accomplishments with a practiced yet authentic presentation. 4. Shape perception. Create how you want others to perceive you by controlling your narrative. Lots of people avoid bragging and prefer to let their work do the talking. But accepting bragging can show what you're capable of. Bragging isn't about making things sound bigger than they are or making others feel small, it's about confidently sharing what you've accomplished. If you get good at showing off your skills the right way, people will see you as confident and skilled, not as someone who's just showing off. Own your success, it's intentional, not accidental. While it's easy to celebrate the successes of others, acknowledging your own accomplishments might feel uncomfortable. However, it's crucial to recognize that you didn't stumble into your current position by chance, you worked hard for it. Feel proud of what you've achieved by making statements that prove you've earned your spot. Keep track, jot down what you achieve both personally and professionally. Note down all your wins, big or small, every month. This includes things that get you excited and the good qualities you bring to your work. Don't forget to mention volunteer work along with work projects that make you proud. Also, ask your friends to point out your strengths. Quantify your success, put numbers on your accomplishments. Count the number of projects you handle, the deadlines you meet, the increase in value of client contracts, or the number of people you supervise. Choose superpower words, pick words that describe yourself in a way you want others to see you. These words should help you communicate your message clearly across different situations. Once you've done the above, put together your brags using clear and concise language. Make sure your tone reflects pride and confidence without downplaying your achievements. Speak authentically, be loud. A study found that male scientists tend to use more positive language than female scientists when presenting their research. Additionally, scientists are more inclined to reference papers with positive language. But, being loud can sometimes evoke negative feelings, especially for women. Instead of loud, think direct. When discussing your work, eliminate phrases that downplay your achievements. Be clear and confident in what you say. This approach can lead to greater recognition and rewards. For instance, instead of saying, "I just did a small study," say, "I conducted a significant study." This small tweak can make a big difference in how your work is perceived. The perfect brag includes these four things. First, gratitude. Be thankful for what you have and what you and others have achieved. Second, pride. Acknowledge your accomplishments and feel good about them. Third, tailored presentation. Customize your brag to your audience and be sincere. Fourth, showmanship. Let your personality shine through genuinely and engagingly. Strategically steer toward goals. To make the most of your achievements, it's essential to have a plan for when and how to showcase them. First, identify what you want to achieve. Do you aim to speak up more in meetings? Are you working towards a raise or an internship? Once you've set your goals, give yourself timeframes, like a month, a year, or 5 years, to achieve them. Then, take actionable steps to reach each goal. To make your plan clearer and more likely to succeed, think about these things. Why? Think about why you want that internship or why you want to speak up at board meetings. What are your goals? Knowing your reasons will help you stay focused and motivated. How? Plan out the steps you need to take to reach your goals. Break them down into smaller, manageable tasks. This way, you can track your progress and stay on target. What? Consider how you want others to see you professionally. What qualities do you want to be known for? Aim to present yourself as competent, reliable, and professional in all your interactions. Who? Understand your audience and how they prefer to communicate. Tailor your message accordingly. Your approach to your boss may differ from how you interact with colleagues, friends, or the public. Practice delivering your message and seek feedback from others. Reflect on what worked well and what could be improved. Opportunities can arise at any moment, so always be ready to communicate your message effectively. Whether it's in an elevator, through email, during meetings, or in one-on-one conversations, seize the moment and make the most of it. Create and pitch a gripping tale. PR specialists excel at shaping positive perceptions of their clients and amplifying their presence across various platforms. Once you create your message and devise a plan, it's all about putting yourself out there and ensuring you're easily discoverable. Here are three key steps to get you started. First, build your profile. Your resume is your golden ticket. It's where you showcase your skills, projects, and achievements. Keep it clear, straightforward, and packed with examples. Second, write your bio. Think of your bio as your mini billboard. Have different versions, a long one, a short one, and a super short one, to fit various platforms. This boosts your visibility and makes it easy for people to spot you. Third, set up your website. A personal website is like your visual business card. It tells your story in a way that sticks. Make sure it's easy to guide and shows off your best work. When introducing yourself, be prepared and confident. Take the chance to brag a bit, you've earned it. Tailor your intro to your audience and use words that motivate them to learn more about you. Like the PR specialist, initiate the dialogue with your audience. Example. Start by presenting the relevant examples. Keep it brief. Deliver concise messages. Give them the why. Explain the significance of engaging with your pitch. Role. Offer assistance or services. Be clear. State your objectives. Pitching yourself is a skill that takes practice. Accept rejection as an opportunity to refine your message and learn from each experience. With perseverance and determination, you'll master the art of the introduction and explore endless possibilities. Spread PR story through presentations and online presence. In 2009, Warren Buffett, a renowned business figure, encouraged aspiring professionals to accept public speaking as a pathway to success. Research shows that 70% of professionals who engage in public speaking consider it pivotal to their careers. Because it's a direct route to amplifying your value. Public speaking isn't just about conveying a message, it's about shaping it as you see fit. When you take the stage, you command attention and establish credibility. Despite the nerves that may accompany such endeavors, the impact you make is undeniable. Ensure your presentation goes well by getting ready beforehand. Research before you present. Before stepping onto the stage, gather information about your audience's expectations, seating arrangements, and the overall setup. Eliminate uncertainties in advance to ensure a smooth presentation. Understand your audience's motivation. Take time to understand what drives your audience. Pay attention to their reactions during and after your presentation to gauge what resonates with them and what doesn't. This feedback helps you tailor your content for maximum impact. Know when to hold back on self-praise. Be mindful of how you come across to your audience. Avoid overdoing self-promotion, especially if you've already won them over. Instead, focus on delivering value without overwhelming yourself or your listeners. When you're showcasing your achievements online, it's vital to tailor your message to suit each platform and its audience. Think about what kind of content works best where and who you're trying to reach. For instance, if you're aiming for speaking opportunities, make it clear and back it up with evidence like photos from past engagements. Weather public scrutiny's fluctuations with resilience. When you put yourself out there in public, people will say both good and bad things about you. This can make successful people nervous about being seen. But it's important to stay humble and be able to handle criticism. Here's how to get ready for being noticed by others. Face your fears. Imagine the scariest question a reporter could throw your way. even though no one might ever ask it, confronting it head-on can boost your confidence and squash those nerves. Accept the fear. Remember, feeling scared is normal. Take charge by prepping your message and sticking to it. Don't let others' opinions throw you off track. Listen up. Critics aren't all bad. If people are talking, it means you're reaching a wider audience. Use their different views to fine-tune your perspective. Not all criticism is worth your time. Pay attention to helpful feedback from pals or industry insiders. Ignore those anonymous haters trying to bring you down. Celebrating wins can be tough, but it's important. Be proud of your achievements and share the joy with others who support you. Collaboration breeds mutual success. Accept the shine theory by supporting each other instead of comparing and feeling jealous. Collaboration breeds success, promoting a positive environment where everyone can thrive. Together, we achieve more by helping others shine, rather than competing against each other. Build each other up and succeed together. Reach out to your network for advice and support, specifying your needs. Think big and act boldly, requesting assistance through email, calls, or social media. Consider timing and follow-up if necessary. Remember to express gratitude for the help received, strengthening relationships. Sharing successes encourages continued support. Key points. 1. Feel good about telling others what you're good at work. Be clear and honest when you talk about your achievements. 2. Be proud of your hard work. Track your achievements and use numbers to show your success. 3. When you talk about your work, be confident and direct. Say positive things about what you've achieved without making them sound too small. 4. Plan how to talk about your successes to reach your goals. Think about who you're talking to and what you want to say. 5. Make yourself visible and impressive by having a good resume, writing short bios, and having a website to showcase your work. 6. Don't let criticism or fear of being noticed hold you back. Be brave, listen to feedback, and celebrate your successes. 7. Help others and ask for help when you need it. Build strong relationships by being clear about what you need and saying thank you when you get it.